96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We hear a lot about self-love these days. Mental health experts talking about self-care and self-esteem for your body, mind, and spirit. But this week brings this issue into sharp focus after a young black woman is forced into the nexus of racism, leadership, education, and self-image. And we're not just talking about Taylor Dunston at American University, but the broader issues that put pressure on black people, black women, and even people who don't necessarily have what we're told is the right body type. So how do you love yourself, body and mind, with these untoward influences? Well, we're talking about that tonight. My guests are Dr. Sharon Otte. She's a physician, health educator, and author, and Leighton Muhammad, wellness coach and personal trainer. If you have a question or if you have a comment, if you want to get in on this conversation, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Dr. Sharon, Leighton, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you
for having me.
Dr. Sharon, let me start with you, because we've seen what has happened with Taylor Dunston at American University. And certainly hats off to this young woman who has, you know, stood up to racism. I mean, she's old enough to be our child. Mm-hmm. And yet she has stood up as a veteran, almost as someone who has been able to really put a face on what it means to be a powerful black woman. How can the rest of us do something like that under such severe odds?
I think most of us actually deal, and I'll speak from the black woman perspective and certainly our brothers. I think most of us have dealt with certainly racism if you live in America, and certainly over the last couple months, if you live in America, that you've dealt with racism and sexism. But I think that it begins, and I am sure that if you were to interview her, you would talk to her family about upbringing. And I think it really begins there. I think self-esteem begins there with the men and women. And how we kind of know who you are despite what someone else wants to define you as. And I think we have to steel ourselves against negative comments both outside of our community and within our community and stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. And certainly in this particular case, and certainly if you've lived long enough in this country, you are no stranger to those kinds of, mm-hmm. of social pressures, racism, mm-hmm. name calling, some of the horrific things that she has been, you know, called monkey. And you're talking about bananas, and you're mm-hmm. talking about her nose, and you're talking about her hair and her appearance. And certainly when you talk about loving yourself and your appearance, Leighton, as you work with people to make sure that they are as healthy as they can be, as they are fit as they can be, what kind of pushback do they give you when they're trying to move to a better body and sense of health?
I always find that people who have gained weight or out of shape are struggling with some kind of stress in their life. And I try to get to deal with that first before I even get to the physical part. I try to find out what is the reason, you know, that brought you to this, to where you are right now. We've gained all this weight. And then we can work into losing the weight, you know, because stress plays a lot in that effect. But what I get is they want to come and they want to look good. They want to feel good. They want to get married, you know, or they have a new job they want to get to, or they got to a certain age where they've looked in the mirror and they go, something has to change. You know, when did I gain all this weight? What happened? And so at this age, usually about 35, 40 years old, then they try to work it out and, you know, get back in shape.
Is that part of self-love? I mean, you mentioned goals. I know a lot of people want to fit into a wedding dress.
Absolutely.
Or they want to, you know, make a change because they may have someone new in their life.
Right.
But are those things temporary?
It should not be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a change of mindset when you do try to do something like that for yourself and love yourself more. This is the only way you're going to be able to continue it after that goal. You know, then you're able to set another goal. So if you're going to get married, then what's happening after you get married? If you want to go to a birthday party, then what happens after the birthday party?
Or after the wedding night.
Or after the wedding.
And from a health standpoint, as from a health standpoint, we all know Luther Vandross. Actually, Luther Vandross would have served himself better if he had not gained and regained and lost and because the stress on the heart for that. So this yo-yo dieting and all of that does not work. It does have to be lifestyle, and you cannot outrun, outjump a fork. You can't.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about loving yourself, body, mind, and spirit when there are negative influences putting pressure on you. If you want to comment about that, do you feel that you love yourself? If you don't, why not? If you do, how did you come to that point? We'd love to hear from you. Dr. Sharon, how would you define self-love?
I love myself enough not to hurt myself or let someone else hurt me. Mind, body, and soul. I love myself to take time for myself, both to relax for a few minutes, and I'm being so hypocritical right now after this week, but to relax for a few minutes, to find time to work out. You know, on social media, I'm always pushing people to love myself enough to take my high blood pressure medication while I work it out to try to get off medication.
But is it hard for people who don't have the, you know, the luxury of, you know, of a lifestyle that gives them the time when they have lots of children, when they have, you know, mates, when they have two jobs, when they are under, you know, under severe stress, as you just suggested, to love oneself?
I say this all the time. If you have time to eat, you have time to exercise. If you have time to go to work, you have time to be more productive by stepping back and taking 5 minutes for yourself. He said it earlier. Some things we know are psychological. African-American women have obesity rates that are off the chain. You know, I wrote a book about it and lost 140 pounds myself. But one of the things is food is our drug. Mm-hmm. So let's deal with why you're taking the drug, and not just food. Let's also talk about stress. Exercise is a great stress reliever. If you got all those kids, you had other stress reliever, you know, in the bedroom. So you got enough time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough time to meditate.
Yeah, I understand. Speaking of which, you are going to be participating in an event coming up tomorrow. Tell me about that real quick and where we can find out more information.
On tomorrow, it's a fabulous event. Fort Washington, Maryland. Everybody from the DMV is invited. Ebenezer AME Church, 7707 Allentown Road in Fort Washington. It's bananas. We were doing the gift bags today. We believe, as I do, that you have to do mind, body, and soul. So we'll have personal trainers there. We'll have the best doctors in the area there. We'll have eye exams. We're doing every 4 seconds someone in America goes blind. We're doing free eye exams. You actually get sunglasses free. Kids, men can come out for screening. We're screening you for everything absolutely free, as well as workshops on tomorrow. And I'd love to talk about it a little bit more later.
And you can register at godisawonder.com.
Or just show up.
Or just show up
tomorrow.
Okay.
Show up.
All right, there you go. And it's at Ebenezer?
Ebenezer in Fort Washington, 301-248-8833. My team is there now working. But it's an annual Health Awareness Day. Let's not just talk about it.
Okay.
Get up.
202-319-7810, 202-7810. We're talking about self-love, not only for your body, but for your mind and your spirit. Are you there? Do you need help getting there? Let's talk to Coletta. Coletta, calling from Virginia. Hey, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing fine. I love myself, but I had gained a large amount of weight, and my blood pressure was yo-yoing up and down, and my physician told me if I didn't lose weight that I could possibly have a heart attack. So that was my incentive, and I approached it the way I approach work. I'm fairly successful at work, so I use the same methodology that I use as a program manager and exercise program, went online, found free exercise programs.
So let me ask you, Coletta, what's your question?
I really don't have a question.
Oh, okay, you were just sharing. Okay.
Called to say, you know, talk about what you would do and how you did it. And that's how I did it.
Okay.
And I lost like 72 pounds in a year.
Wow.
Great.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, I've always felt great, but I knew the weight was holding me back from being more, doing exercises, doing things with my son. So I'm back to where I was before.
Wonderful.
And how I got there, I honestly can't say. I really don't know, but I'm happy where I'm at now. I'm off the blood pressure medication, and it's a lifestyle change. You have to be serious about it and just keep working on it. And
well, Coletta, thank you so much for sharing with us. Congratulations, and certainly the best of health. And I also appreciate that you're also, you know, doing things with your son. That family work really, really helps health-wise as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about loving yourself, body and mind, when you have negative influences getting in the way. Nicole, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Nicole. What's on your mind?
I was just curious about a little feedback about maybe some tips on when we get stuck. Or borderline depression that makes us stuck, you know, because life can be hard. You know, I'm a little older, and so I came up during the time where my skin color wasn't very popular because I was a dark-skinned child.
How old are you?
45.
A little older. You're still young.
Speak for yourself. I'm 35 and older.
I was. So you grow up with that, and you feel like you're an ugly kid. So you then you're like, okay, well, I can be the smart kid since I'm not the pretty kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you're the smart kid, and you're the good girl. Mm-hmm. And then you go through life, and then you realize sometimes, like, you know, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. You're faithful, but your mate may have stepped out. You know, you pour all your time into your children, and then sometimes, you know, they're not always kind of like, hey, Mom, let me take care of you, you know, with something nice or calling you. Or you have a breakup, or you get fired from a job that you put your all in. And so you hear these people like, oh, you need to get up, you need to get up. Why do I need to do more? When I'm, you know, so you're coming in with all this childhood stuff, then your puberty stuff that you just kind of push back. And then you raise your kids, and then you push all that stuff back, and then your wife, and then you push all that stuff back, and then boom.
Well, let me.
Your midlife crisis is you're tired, and you just don't want to get out of bed.
Well, Nicole, hold that point, because I've got to take a break, but I want you to stay on the line so that I can hear from both of the people here in the studio with me, because both of them, I'm sure, have a lot to say about your lot to say about being stuck and getting unstuck. So please stay on the line. We're going to continue this conversation. Also, Stephen, calling from La Plata, we're going to talk to you as well. You'll be able to hear the program, so please do not hang up. If you want to talk about loving yourself, body, mind, and spirit, we want to hear from you. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will still take your calls even after 7:30, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue. On Sirius XM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with me.